Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, Shalom Bayis, Shir number 524. This, again, as with most of Rav Tversky's words on marriage, is extremely foundational, not just for marriage, but for all over life. And we're going to talk today about anger. And let's not confuse the real forceful, fiery anger that's external and an internal anger that's not sometimes not expressed outwardly, but is there very strongly inside. But the bottom line is, there's a lot of confusion about anger. There's kas that's used for different levels and aspects of anger. So we're going to explain it, and Rav Tversky does a beautiful job of explaining this very, very clearly. So listen very carefully. There are three phases of anger. Phase number one of anger is the feeling one has. When they're hurt or provoked, either physically or emotionally, it's a feeling that the majority of people, most of us, do not have much voluntary control. It's extremely difficult for most of us not to feel that anger when one is offended. That aspect of anger we're going to talk about is we're not held accountable for in the moment that we feel it. The Chafetz Chaim, who never has been seen to express anger, would pray that Hashem removes him of this feeling. He despised the feeling. Yet it seemed like certainly early on he was unable to eliminate it until he asked Hashem's special Siyata Dishmaya to help him not feel that anger. So that's an important thing to understand. So that's the first thing, the feeling. The second stage of anger is the reaction to the feeling. The reaction to the feeling could be very mild or very severe. A person may walk away without making any response, or he may reply verbally in a soft tone of voice, normal tone of voice, or loudly. Or he may insult the other person, or he may hit back the other person physically. On this phase, a person does have control. You may require restraint. You could hold back a Yetzirah. The restraint may require effort, but the person has bechira. He can decide, or she can decide, how to respond to this provocation. We'll talk about the third one in a few minutes. But on these two, kas is used on both phases. The initial phase of feeling of anger, and then the reaction to that. Because kas, anger, is a serious sin like Avodah Zarah, it says, Kala koyes kilo oved Avodah Zarah. So people have a tremendous amount of guilt when they feel anger. But it's clear from the Gemara that when the Gemara compares Avodah Zarah to anger, it's not going on the initial feeling of anger. It's going on your reaction to the anger, the reaction of rage. Like it says, HaKoyrei begodim b'chamasai keilu oved Avodah Zarah. Someone tears his clothing in anger. It's as if he worshipped idols. And the source of the Rambam statement is that kas is as grave as Avodah Zarah. That's the source of the Rambam statement that he says that. It comes from this Gemara. And the way we react strongly impacts our feelings. So it is possible that if one completely controls their response and they avoid aggressive reaction to the provocation, over time, he may insulate himself to the point where he doesn't actually feel angry. But that's a very, very high madrega. And it's related that the Ger Tzedek of Vilna was about to be burned by the stake for converting to Judaism. And his executioner said, I suppose you're thinking that when you're in heaven, you'll bring the wrath of God on me. And the Ger Tzedek said, when I was a child, I had toys and they broke and I was very angry. And I asked my father to punish the playmate who broke my toys. And he ignored my request. And I thought, just wait till I grow up when I have the power my father has, and then I will punish him. But when he grew up and came to power, he saw the incident with his childhood by someone destroying his toys was meaningless, and of course I didn't punish my childhood playmate. So he says, when I'm in the world to come, I recognize how insignificant the human body is, so I have no intention of punishing anyone for destroying it. That's a very, very high madriga, and actually Rav Avigdor Miller Zatzal had a different approach to this, that no, and at least intellectually, no, there's an inyan of healthy nekama, there's an inyan of healthy desire of punishment that does, that Rishon deserve, that we should look forward to, and that's not a concept of unhealthy revenge. Yismach tzaddik yichaz anokum, that a tzaddik is happy when he sees the revenge of Rishon, that they get finally punished for their evil, and it's certain Kiddush Hashem. So there's two schools of thought, and maybe they're not a contradiction. I don't want to get into that, but the bottom line is there a perspective could remove a lot of this anger. Now, some misguided psychologists suggested that a person could discharge their anger by breaking things or by hitting things. And that's usur in the Torah, and he says that it has no basis in psychology either, actually, because rage does not eliminate anger. It could aggravate anger to make anger even worse. On the other hand, people who have not reached a spiritual level of controlling their anger, and they may not feel anger, but they have this elimination of the anger by something called repression. That's not healthy. So the way he explains repression is a subconscious process whereby the mind blocks out the awareness of something if being aware of it is too threatening to the person. In other words, for example, if someone believes that feeling anger is a terrible sin, which is a mistake because the initial feeling is not, and if one thinks that if he feels anger, he may lose control over himself and do something rash, so what he's going to do is repress the feeling of anger. Doesn't do it consciously. It's a subconscious psychological defense mechanism. It happens automatically without one's knowledge of it. The problem with that is the repressed feelings, pushing it deep inside the heart, is not eliminating the feeling. It's buried in the deep subconscious and can create negative effects on one's emotional behavior. So if someone takes their anger and blocks it because they don't want to feel it and suppresses it deep inside, that's not a removal of anger. They have to allow the feeling to come out and then right away work through it to try to get beyond it. But burying it deep in, you still have that kas, even though you don't even recognize that it's there. So in order to pray, as the Chafetz Chaim did, for Hashem to remove the feeling of anger or to reach that high level that one doesn't feel anger, make sure you have to first know that it is a feeling of anger. You felt kas, and you ask Hashem, I felt that anger, please remove it from me. Or next time around, please help me that if I'm provoked, that I should not, truly not be margashit. But if it's suppressed or that you're unaware having it, you can't ask Hashem to remove it because you don't know that it's there and it's there. So that's very, very important. So to bring back to the original yesod, we talked about the first two phases of anger. We'll talk about the third one in the next year. But the first two is, again, the initial feeling of anger and the reaction to the anger. So on the initial feeling of anger, which is quite normal, that feeling is not ke'ilu avid avodah zarah. That feeling, once you try to overcome in a healthy way, by davening, by spiritual growth, not by repression. I was upset at this person. I have to work through it. I have to have more betachin, whatever you do to work through the anger, but to push it in the deep subconscious is not healthy. But reaction to anger is under our voluntary control. Then we exert that control. We hold kaivesh kasei. If you're kaivesh kasei, if you're restraining anger, the Gemara Daf Peches on the days in Shabbos says that he's beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Hashem is meichel his aveiros. So the reaction to the feeling of anger when provoked, that is how determines really based on the fact of how much you're annoyed, how much you're hurt by the someone who provoked you, and that depends on the person's sensitivity. A person with a fragile self-esteem may get deeply offended and won't give as much weight to that comment as someone with solid self-esteem, but that's something to be worked on. So I want to be Messiah here with one point, and then I'm going to mention something else, but the one point that I want to do bring out that's very, very important is that what we just said by anger, that there is a feeling of anger that one feels right away when provoked, and he is not held responsible for that. He's a human being. He's not a malach. There's no Eved Avodah Zarah. There's no Isser by feeling the feeling of anger when you are at the point of provocation. Like I think we mentioned this once, the Chafetz Chaim in one place, and Be'er Mayim Chaim says that if someone's yelling and screaming at you and you answer back to defend yourself, and even you do it with in a very strong way, you yell back at him or you defend yourself that way, you are not either. Because you're not, because leinit neter lemalachi asharis, and I forgot the exact expression, the Be'er Mayim Chaim, but you're not expected to be like a ke'evan daimim, like a stone that has no feelings at all. That is not what we're talking about. That's a very, very important concept to understand. That's not what we're talking about. That initial anger is, and it says there, if you work through your midas taivais, and you work through it, you can get to that level where you don't respond. And ideally, you should try to get to that point where you don't respond. But the fact that you responded that way, at the moment of provocation, that's different. So the feeling of anger, that's not the issue. The issue is how you respond afterwards. So what applies to anger applies to all other types of midas, including, by the way, hirhurim royim, thoughts of Aveira, and including unhealthy sexual desire type of things. So that if something came to you like in a wave, you had your Shmiras Hayinayim, did everything you could, and you just happened to walk on the street and you were oinus and it just came across something, that initial look, that initial feeling, even if you felt something, sexual, whatever it may be, that in and of itself at that moment, you're not over anything at all. Just like by Kass, the initial feeling when being provoked, when it came about, or it flew into you without even any, you don't even know why. And with teenagers, this happens often, by the way. It just comes into the mind. You were learning a whole day and you were watching your eyes or whatever it is. And just maybe by looking at something, by not even, ba'inus, you weren't thinking about looking at anything. You just happened to come across something, or it just comes to you in a wave. You're not over anything. You're not over like Sasuru by having that initial thought. It's only subsequent to that, what you do with it, to move it away from your head. You saw something for a split second because you were walking and it was a summer day and you had to go someplace. You had no choice. You weren't over a thing. If you continue lingering in that look for more than you should, that is the conscious choice. The conscious choice is to look away. And at that point, you actually became a mitzvah of Lo Yisasu Rachrei Levavchem Rachrei Einechem. So again, that's the problem, I think, a lot of people. The Yetzer Hara fools a person, that they have that ugly feeling inside them, and they right away think they're damaged goods, and they spiral downwards. They say, I'm a chite anyway, I'm a sinful person anyway, so what's the use? And they give up, and there's a yush, and they add to it. So someone who has an initial feeling of anger, if he feels he's already kilu eved avodah zarah, he'll perpetrate and go further because I'm lost anyway. And with the same thing with an unhealthy sexual desire type of thing, I'm lost anyway. In reality, you're not lost at all. You're a human being. This came across you. It's an initial feeling. You're not responsible for that initial feeling. Your responsibility now is to move away from it and push it away. Not by repression, but by going through it. And, we're not in the subject of how to deal with sexual desire at this point. That's different shiurim. But in anger, you do your best to sort it out with emunah and betochen and so on and so forth. Bracha v'atzlacha.